Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, with producer Mike Hiris, and we have a special guest today. It is Vikings rookie linebacker Audie Cole, who Vikings fans now know you very well, Audie, after the game you had at Mall of America Field last week. That had to be a lot of fun for you.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time. It was nice. My family was in town for it, too, from Monroe, Michigan.
Okay, nice one. And did they drive here?
Yeah, they drove my car out, so
really?
That was why they drove, yeah.
Pretty good game for them to come to, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were ecstatic. I was ecstatic. I mean, everyone I know.
Did you keep any of the footballs with which you intercepted and then scored a touchdown?
You know, I didn't keep them,
what?
But they ended up in my locker yesterday somehow.
Did.
Someone kept them. I don't know who did it.
Our equipment manager, Dennis Ryan.
He must take care of it.
He takes care of guys. Are they painted? Like, does it say, like, in commemoration of Audie Cole's great
No,
game,
it says nothing like that. I think you got to do that in the regular season.
Okay.
Since it's a preseason, it just got the football.
Those still count, though, man. Those plays count. That's going to help you make the roster, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it takes.
So when you go into the next day, when you get back into the facility here at Winter Park and you guys have to go through your meetings and you watch film, are guys giving you a hard time for that? Or when those plays come up, we get into the fourth quarter film and those plays come up, I mean, there's really not much to critique there.
You know what's funny about it is we didn't even watch it.
What?
No, we never even watched it.
I hope the coaches watched it like away from you guys so they remember you did that.
I'm sure they did. Huh? I'm sure they broke up the whole thing. We actually ran out of time that day and we didn't even get to it. But, I mean, it wasn't a big deal, you know.
You're nonchalant about this. It was a big deal, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's over now, so you can't really go back and change it. It happened.
Two interception returns for touchdowns. One was 20 yards, one was 30 yards. Which one was tougher to get into the end zone? One of them we had to review.
Well, I think the first one, I made it tough on myself.
Okay.
Everyone tells me I could have just ran straight in, and after watching it myself, I could have. And I tried to throw some moves on a guy and made it a little difficult for myself.
So that's why you play linebacker, not running back.
Yeah, I haven't touched the ball really since high school. So.
Okay. And what position on offense did you play in high school?
Quarterback.
Okay. You won't make this team as a quarterback.
No.
So you should stick with linebacker.
That's the plan.
You also had a good game in San Francisco, our first preseason game. You had a sack. I mean, you're making plays. That's how first-year players make the team, man. Your game in San Francisco was good too, right?
Yeah, you know, I think I had an all right game. I made my mistakes, but, you know, the first game, after the first sack, I came up, it was actually my first play. I got a sack and I came up the field and Chad was standing there and he just said, this game's pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Cakewalk out there.
The two interceptions, break the play down for us. Don't, like, give away state secrets and tell us the defensive scheme, but what happened on those plays? What were you doing?
The first one, I was playing off number three and actually, it was kind of an underthrown pass is how I got it, how I got my hands on it, which was Tyreek Powell. I'm pretty sure it was Tyreek. He got in the quarterback's face.
He's one of our defensive tackles.
Yeah, yep. Defensive tackle. Got a hit on the quarterback.
Okay.
Forced a bad throw. Threw a couple moves on someone. Almost hurt myself for it. And then luckily made it in the end zone.
Okay. Second one was the very next offensive play for Buffalo, but it was a different quarterback. It looked like the exact same thing.
The tight end had – it was a choice route.
Okay.
And the tight end ran about a – I don't know, about a 10-yard out and
– made the wrong choice and you made the right choice.
And just jumped it, and that one was – I mean, there was no one in front of me, so that one was easier.
What else are you doing well? You have a sack and two interceptions. Are you doing anything else well to make this team? Special teams?
I mean, I'm trying to get better at special teams. Obviously, I've made plenty of mistakes so far in the two games and in practices, but I've done some good things well, too. You know, it's tough. You get out there, you get some of those old wily vets that are on special teams, and, you know, they know all the secrets, and we're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Who are a couple of those vets who are in the room with you that you maybe try and emulate or watch how they practice? Who are some of our better special teams guys?
There's a lot of them on our team. And
Jamarca?
Like, Jamarca, Frampton's a good one. D'Imperio does well. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Even like when we were playing my first rep ever in the game against San Francisco, the guy, he was like their teamer.
Yeah.
And I was going against him, and I swear he never even, I don't even know if he ever put his hands on me, but he stayed, he blocked me by never touching me just because of his positioning.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a veteran, knew what he was doing.
Yep. You went to NC State, drafted by the Vikings in the 7th round. Did you play a lot of special teams at NC State? I mean, you're the leading tackler for like three straight seasons on defense. You played outside and you played middle. So you were versatile and productive on defense. Were you a teamer at NC State?
Yeah, my freshman sophomore year, I was on every special team.
Yeah.
My junior year, I was on most of the special teams up until I got injured in the middle of the season, actually playing Ponder.
Oh, really?
But after that, I never played in special teams again.
Okay. Pre-draft, the whole thing for you, the workouts and the pro days and all that, were you and the Vikings in contact? Did you have any idea that you might mm-hmm. be a Viking, or what was that process like for you?
Not really. Actually, the only time I can think I ever talked to them was at the Senior Bowl.
Okay.
They were my coaches there.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I don't think I ever spoke to them again.
Yeah, okay. Well, they liked you, I guess.
Yeah, hey.
They were playing hard to get.
Yeah, I guess it worked out.
We got a couple guys on our roster that were on that Senior Bowl team. Yeah. I was down there, too.
Really?
Harrison was there.
Harry
Smith. Who else? Chase Baker, I think he was on our team.
Yep.
So was that a good experience, do you think, for you guys? I know the coaches, our coaching staff, they loved the experience of being down there in Mobile to coach you guys
because
they got an extra look. Was it a good experience for players? Is that a good place to go and just get in front of scouts?
You know, I think it's a great place to go for a player. I mean, you're there with the best guys in the country. I mean, excluding, you know, the top couple. But, I mean, the top players are going to be there. And it's kind of a place to show what you can do in a good week, play well football.
You've played well for us so far. You're nonchalant and you're underplaying how cool of a play you made. So you're just like a relaxed, cool dude here. What do you like when you're comfortable? You're with your buddies. Are you outlandish, or is this how you are?
This is it right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. This is it.
What were you like growing up, man? Were you a three-sport athlete? Did you specialize in football? Did you like sports? I mean, there's some guys in the NFL that they don't like sports. Were you a big sports guy?
Yeah, I was always playing sports. I did. I played football, baseball, basketball. I did track, and I boxed for a year.
Wow, so you boxed for a year.
I was always doing something.
Jared Allen's a big mixed martial arts off-season guy. Yeah, so, I mean, is that something that would ever interest you? A lot of football players are going to that.
I wouldn't be against it. I'm like, the worst wrestler.
No, you're not. You're not worse than me.
I just have zero knowledge of, like, actually wrestling techniques. I mean, I enjoy boxing. I would never want to do it for real again, but I enjoy working out with it.
When Vikings fans see you, because we go against this guy twice a year, he plays for Green Bay, Clay Matthews. When Vikings fans see you and you're wearing a number in the 50s and you play linebacker and you have your hair the way you do, they're going to think you look like Clay Matthews. Is that what you're going for?
No, that's not what I'm going for.
When's the last time you got your hair cut?
I got my hair cut about 2 years ago.
Wow.
I actually grew out my hair a while ago, and then it was like I always wanted to grow it out. But it was like I got to a certain point and I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Okay.
And so I'd cut it. And then the day after, I'd be kicking myself because I wish I didn't cut it. And then I'd have to restart it all over. And I did this for years. And then I got a new coach in college and he came and I had long hair at the time. About 2 weeks later, I cut it. And he called me into his office and he told me if I ever cut my hair again that he's never talking to me. So
okay. Well, that's kind of
weird. And I was like, you know what? That's right. Why would I ever cut it again anyway?
2 years later,
exactly.
Man. Here you are. Do you like being a Minnesotan? You're a Minnesotan right now.
Minnesotan?
Yeah. You fitting in here?
Actually.
You fitting in?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I really enjoy it. You know, I've been going out doing some fishing here and there.
Okay. With who?
My roommate, Tyler Nielsen.
Fellow
Alan
linebacker.
Reisner. Tight end.
Okay, so a couple Iowa guys. A
couple weeks ago, went up to the UP of Michigan, did some salmon fishing. I've just been making my rounds.
Cool. Well, thanks for making your rounds around here, man. It's good to have you on the Wobcast.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
All right, good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
A couple of quick things before we go. The first one is Adrian Peterson. You might have heard Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier earlier in the week. He said Adrian will not play in the preseason, which, for those of us who can't wait to see him get back on the field, that's disappointing news, but I actually think it's good news. Here's the way I look at it. To me, this is the team saying he's going to be ready to play in week one. There's no need for us to expose him to injury in an exhibition game. They feel, obviously, that they can get him ramped up here in practice and have him ready to go for week one. So I actually kind of see this as good news. We know now that Adrian's not going to get re-injured in a preseason game. We know he's going to be ready to go for the season. So That was an update from Leslie Frazier earlier in the week. There was a lot of speculation about whether Adrian would get some preseason action or not. Now we know that he won't and that he'll be ready to go for the regular season. That's good news. The second thing is we have a preseason game coming up on Friday. It's the Vikings' third preseason game of the 2012 season. So with it being the third game, I'm going to give you three things I'm looking for in their game against the San Diego Chargers. The game is Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. That's the time for kickoff. It's at Mall of America Field. Be sure you catch it on the Vikings Radio Network or on Care 11. Here are the three things I'm looking for. Offensively, I believe that most of the starters are going to play into the second half. They're going to play the whole first half, go into the locker room at halftime, and come back out in the third quarter for a series. So here's what I want to see from the offense. Whatever San Diego's defense does to slow down our offense, if they're able to do so in the first half, I want to see the Vikings go into the locker room at halftime. The offense makes adjustments. They come back out in the third quarter and use those adjustments to have a good drive, drive the ball into Chargers territory, maybe get a touchdown or score a field goal. That, to me, is a good indication that the offense is in sync, that our coaches and our players are meshing well together. If they can make those adjustments at halftime and have a good drive coming out in the second half. Defensively, we've seen some improvement. We saw the defense play poorly against the run in San Francisco week one preseason. Then they played great against the run in week two. They only allowed 68 rushing yards to the Buffalo Bills. So I feel really good about the front seven. I think our defensive line is going to be able to play well once the season starts because we have veterans there. And I feel like the linebackers, specifically Jasper Brinkley, I think they're coming along. Leslie Frazier said earlier in the week that Jasper is making big time strides and isn't hesitating on the field, which he was doing earlier in the offseason program. So I feel good about the front seven. Now I want to see that pass defense jump up a little bit. I want to see Josh Robinson or Harrison Smith get an interception. I want to see Antoine Winfield make one of his patented tackles on a screen pass. I'm looking for a play like that from the defense. The third and final thing, special teams, and I've been saying it for a couple weeks now, I think we're pretty buttoned up on field goals and kickoffs with Blair Walsh. I think we're buttoned up on our punt coverage with Chris Cluey punting and guys running down there and stopping the opposing punt returners. I think we're good on our kick coverage with Blair Walsh booing the ball into the end zone. He has five touchbacks already. Now what I want to see is a big return. I want to see Marcus Sherrills or Josh Robinson or Jarius Wright or Brian Walters, Stephen Burton on kickoffs. I want to see someone stick their foot in the ground on a kickoff return or a punt return and rip off a 20, 25, 30-yard return. That, to me, would indicate that the special teams is completely buttoned up because, to me, that's the one thing we haven't seen from our special teams group this season is a big return. Those are the three things I'm looking for. A big drive by the offense to start out the third quarter, the secondary and the pass defense jumping up for a big play and interception, and on special teams, a big kickoff or punt return. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We'll leave you with a hit from Jake Owen. Take it away. Trying to set the world on fire. Turn the key and spark the wire.